You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The insurance companies offering health plans on Michigan's ACA exchange have a collective eye fixed on January 1st, 2017. That's the date when they hope they'll be able to start charging more for health insurance, nearly 17% more on average. Let's find out what's behind these hefty rate increase requests. Marianne Udall-Phillips is here with us. She's the director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan Health System. Marianne, let's start real basic. These are the insurance companies that offer health insurance that complies with the Affordable Care Act, and we're talking about individual insurance?
That's right. These are mostly people who are buying the coverage themselves to cover themselves. Most of them get their coverage in Michigan through healthcare.gov, through the federal insurance exchange, but some people go directly to the insurance companies as well.
So in would small group coverage, is that affected by this request for higher rates?
Right. So these rates also went in for small groups, but very few people in Michigan and really nationally are getting their small group coverage through the health insurance exchange or through the Affordable Care Act.
So if you buy individual coverage, Marianne, whether it's on the exchange or on your own, we're talking to you. And as we speak about how many Michiganders are we talking about?
Well, there's actually 473,000 people total in the individual market in Michigan. And as of March in this year, 313,000 of them bought their coverage through the health insurance exchange.
So the big question, what kinds of increases are the companies talking about?
Well, what we've seen in the state is for all the issuers, for all areas of the state, an average request hasn't totally been approved yet, but an average request of 17.2% increase in the individual market. Now, that varies quite considerably based upon which health insurer, which health plan, and which geography you're located in, because there are still something like 199 different plans that are being offered, so people can get a range of different options out there. If we actually look at what people bought last year, Michigan's expected to see a rate increase of around 10%.
Marianne, more than 80% of the people who buy coverage on the exchange qualify for tax credit subsidies. Now, how would that work?
So most people won't actually see the premiums themselves and will have to pay the premiums themselves in total that are being offered by the insurers. More than 80% of Michigan's population got a tax credit last year to help them afford the health insurance coverage. So really, when you see very large rate increases, it means there's a big increase in the cost to the federal government because they're subsidizing the coverage for most people in our state.
But that means us.
That means the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. But for the first several years of the Affordable Care Act, those rates came in much lower than what the federal government predicted. So we're still sort of ahead of the game.
Well, I guess the question that every consumer is asking of us to answer right now is why?
Well, there are a couple of reasons why rates are going up now higher than they've gone up over the past couple of years. First of all, when the market first started, insurers had no information about who it was they were going to be covering. And they made a lot of guesses. The market was very competitive. They wanted to attract customers. They particularly wanted to attract the younger, healthier customers. And so some of them made guesses that were a little bit lower than what they actually experienced. They've now had a couple of years of experience with the population. Many people who came in on the exchange had not been insured before, and they had a big backlog in medical care needs. And so people have been using health care at higher rates than the insurers actually expected. And so they're really trying to say, now we have a little more data. We know who we're covering. People are using more health care than we expected. And so the rates are going up higher than they were previously. The other reason is for the first couple of years the Affordable Care Act was in effect, the federal government provided some special programs to stabilize rates. Those programs are now expiring. So there was a program for risk to adjust the rates between health plans. There was a program for reinsurance to protect insurers against some unexpected higher costs. And those were really intended to ease people in to the Affordable Care Act, ease the health plans into the Affordable Care Act. Those are now expiring. And so the health plans now have a little more information and are setting more rates that are reflective of the total cost that people are experiencing.
What about pharmaceutical cost? Is that factoring into this?
Pharmaceutical costs are the fastest growing part of healthcare. That's true for everybody, whether you have individual mm-hmm. coverage or whether you have coverage through your employer, particularly specialty drugs. And that is a significant issue, but it's been an issue for a couple of years. It's not just this year going into 2017.
I know that there are people out there hearing this and hearing talk of rate increases who are going to feel this is profiteering.
Yes, it's really not profiteering. The insurance regulators in every state have to look very closely at what the insurance plans are proposing. They have to make sure those rates are justified. They have to be what's called actuarially sound. The insurers have to provide the data to the insurance regulators to tell them why the rates are going up, and the insurance regulators have their own actuaries who validate that that data is correct. Actually, most regulators are more worried about health plans going out of business because they underprice than they are about seeing overpricing. So we've seen some health plans in Michigan, for example, the co-op health plan couldn't stay in business. And regulators want to make sure that the health plans are stable. Mm-hmm. So they want to make sure they have enough funding in there for the people that they're covering. But also the Affordable Care Act regulates profits. And so the health plans are very limited, really, in what they can keep as profits under this law.
In fact, that's what I was wanting to get a sense of, if the ACA is a success in terms of profits or not for insurance companies.
Well, that's an interesting question because we've seen a number of insurance companies who say, you know, we're losing money on the individual market. So you had United Healthcare, for example, leave a number of markets. Wasn't very big in Michigan, but it left a number of markets in other states because they said they couldn't make money on the individual health market. Anthem, which is a very large Blue Cross plan in many other states, is just announced that they've been losing money on the individual market, and they're very big in this market. Blue Cross of Michigan says that they've had some challenges in this individual market. So overall, health plans are doing pretty well.
Some are doing really well, aren't
they? Some are doing very well, and we've seen that in the most recent rate reports in Michigan, particularly with the managed care organizations, the health maintenance organizations. They seem to be doing overall extremely well. But this particular market, this individual market, is always the market that's the most challenged and difficult for insurers to manage.
I still get the sense that there are people inside their head saying, oh, well, here we go. They got us signed up under the ACA. We pay a penalty if we don't have health insurance. So, okay, we've got them. Let's hike the rates.
There are controls in the Affordable Care Act to stop that from happening. The insurers are limited to only 15% that they can take for administrative cost and profits. The regulators are supposed to be overseeing it, and any rate increase that's higher than 10% gets special scrutiny. Again, many of these are rates that have been requested. We heard much higher numbers earlier this year were going to be requested, so they've pared back. Mm. So, you know, the real reason that healthcare insurance is really high cost is because healthcare is high cost.
And is that the reason we heard that earlier news that 200,000 seniors are going to get smacked with a rate hike for their Medigap, and Blue Cross is going to move ahead with that rate increase? Is that tied into the same dynamics?
Well, the Medigap rate increase is a really specific situation in Michigan because those rates were intentionally frozen by the state for 5 years. So you had healthcare costs going up every year, but Blue Cross was not raising the rates to match what healthcare costs. And I have a very big backlog, right? It's grown over that time. So that's a little bit of a unique situation. But healthcare costs still are, even though they've moderated a lot in recent years, they're still outstripping general inflation and growth in the economy.
So you kind of alluded to this. Shopping around on the exchange can help depending on where you live.
That's right. If you live in the Detroit area or many urban areas, mm-hmm. especially in southeast Michigan, you'll have lots of choices of health plans on the exchange, and you can certainly mitigate those rate increases quite significantly. Unfortunately, if you live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you don't have many choices. Yeah. Rates went up there last year quite high. And so you're going to have just many fewer options.
State regulators are the ones who will ultimately say yes or no to these rate increase requests. And we know that the Department of Insurance and Financial Services has opened its period inviting public comment. How can people weigh in on this, Marianne?
People can send notes and emails and letters to the department and certainly give them, as you said, they're open for that feedback.
And then what happens? Because I know this all has to be nailed down by November 1st, doesn't it? Because that's
right.
When the exchange opens up for new customers.
That's right. That's right. So they'll take all those comments. Because we're a federally regulated state, the federal government will also look at those rates based upon the recommendations of the state, and then they'll be published this fall shortly before the final rates will be published this fall shortly before the exchange opens for enrollment.
Marianne Udall-Phillips, the director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan Health System. Marianne, always good to see you. Thank you so much.
And it's great to be here, Cindy. Thank you.